20 minutes to go here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. I guess this officially goes in the books as the longest edition of Bullseye on the Afternoon. And actually, it's going to be cut a little bit short. In case you're just joining us, power outage at the Elyria Catholic Coliseum. And that means the game that was scheduled for tonight, the boys Division I district semifinal between Avon and Lorain, has been postponed. They will now play that game tomorrow night. We will, of course, have it for you here on AM 930 WEOL. And that will follow a Cleveland Indians spring training game against the Angels. And coming up at 6:25 tonight, Matt Douglas and myself will lead you right into Ohio State basketball against Rutgers in the Big Ten tournament. Well, it's that time of the year. Basketball tournaments going on all over the place. And one of my favorites, it's near and dear to my heart because I'm a Bowling Green guy and I covered this tournament many, many moons ago. The Mid-American Conference Tournament. And a man who is down at that tournament right now joins us, Jake Romata. Jake, thank you very much for giving us some of your time. And boy, you are fresh off the air. You called a women's game earlier today, did you not?
Yeah, we did. We actually unfortunately lost, but it was probably the best game of the afternoon. Northern Illinois, they clipped us by a point. They actually came down from, we were leading by 21, Ohio was, and then all of a sudden NIU battled back, and it was just one of those March moments that as a fan you never forget, and as a broadcaster, I mean, you can't ever take back. So it was a good afternoon, and honestly, there's a lot of action that they call it going on in Cleveland, and it's going to be a great tournament. Honestly, you're going to definitely get your money's worth, and more than your money's worth.
It's an interesting tournament. And yeah. I know before I started covering it, it was at, the Seagate Center in Toledo. A few years before I started covering it for Bowling Green Radio Sports, again, this was a long, long time ago. We're talking almost 20 years ago. I remember covering it as a college kid thinking, man, this is the coolest thing on the face of the earth. And the MAC has changed so much since I covered it. And it really seems to me like when you look at the MAC year in and year out, back when I was in college, that was Kent State's heyday, and my tag team partner is grinning from ear to ear.
Go Flashes.
I remember it was Gary Waters 1 year, then he left to take the job at Rutgers, ironically, and then Stan Heath stepped in. He took that team all the way to the Elite Eight, and I remember calling that Bowling Green against Kent State MAC tournament championship game. Boy, was that a lot of fun. But the landscape has changed a lot. Like now when you look at the men's side, Akron's obviously having a fantastic year. And I know I'm talking to an OU guy. I'm not trying to strike any chords there.
No, trust me. I actually agree with you on that.
But let's talk about the men's side for just a second here, because a lot of folks who have been following OU here, yourself included, really think the Bobcats, if they are to square off against Akron on Saturday night in that championship, they could really do some damage.
I think so. I mean, obviously, at the beginning of the year, our fans were so excited because we had Antonio Campbell, and he's coming off fresh of being MAC Player of the Year, and then unfortunately he broke his foot midway through conference play. And of course, right away, our fans just get down on themselves, and everyone thinks, I don't even think we're going to make it to Cleveland. Lo and behold, we have this freshman just come out of the waters, and Jason Carter. He's probably one to watch. If you want to talk Bobcats, that kid's going to be the real deal moving forward. I think this team, they've given themselves a chance, and I actually am proud of them in the sense that they didn't just like lay down and die, if that makes sense, because they could have. The fans saw it coming. They didn't really have a lot of hope, but credit to Saul Phillips too and his coaching staff for not letting this team get down on themselves, because they've really impressed a lot of people. They still have their negative aspects of their games here and there, but honestly, they have a real shot at it. And I know they beat Akron without Tony Campbell, and they put on a heck of a performance in Athens against Keith Dambrot and the Zips. So if it does come down to it, Ohio and Akron, I know the MAC's going to make a lot of money off it, because there are going to be a lot of people in Cleveland for that one.
Hey, Jake, I wanted to ask you, it's all about the Cinderellas this time of year, who's going to be dancing, who's going on. That's why these mid-major tournaments are so much fun. You get to see these these mid-level teams come out and maybe put on a show, but it's always fun to see the upsets that are coming into it. That's why I think the mid-majors are that exciting as well, because everyone knows there's only one ticket to the big dance coming up in March. Are there any upsets that you see on either the boys or the men's or the women's side?
You know, it's always so tough. I was actually chatting with a bunch of other student broadcasters in our hotel lobby yesterday. I think the conference as a whole, both men's and women's, are just they're toss-ups. And it's crazy because the women's side is the best it's ever been. And today we saw the number one seed go down to the eighth seed. The men's side, I would say everything's so even. I think going into the final day, we had teams that were 9-7. And we were like, I believe it was like four or five teams had the same conference record. And it literally all came down to the final day. And I honestly think it's anybody's tournament. I mean, Akron can get blown away tomorrow, and then all of a sudden it's just so hard to pinpoint. And if you were to tell me, hey, Jake, I'll pay you $500 to predict this whole tournament, I'd probably turn it down because I couldn't. I would just be pulling my hair. I mean, I'd probably have gray hair by the end of the week trying to figure it out because it's literally anybody's tournament. And that's, I believe, what makes this tournament so much fun to go see, because you're going to walk in there, and it, of course, it could be the one seed playing the eight seed, and the eight seed might come out on top. It literally is anybody's. I'm sorry I don't have an answer for you, but, it's going to be fun. It really is.
Well, hold on now. We need to mention this. As two guys who have been working in the broadcast industry for many, many years, we've got to give you some advice here. If somebody says, hey, we're going to pay you $500 to predict this thing, nobody said you had to be right. You take that $500 and you run with it.
You're working in broadcasting, Jake. You're going to need that. Yeah,
I know. But, you see, when I predict things, I got to be Joe Lenardi. I got to be the guy. I got to be the guy on top, you know. Gotcha. I got to predict it right. And that's why I always get so down on myself when it comes to March Madness. I got to have the perfect bracket.
Understood. But again, if somebody offers you $500 to just predict it, you don't have to be right. Just predict it. And if you were wrong, if you end up being wrong, say, hey, money talks.
Right. Well, if that's the case, we're talking predictions. I'm saying I do believe in Akron. I think Akron's got the best shot. But anything happens in this tournament, you never know.
No, that's very true, and I think over the years it's certainly been proven. Heck, I mean, evidence of that earlier today, you already alluded to it. The top-seeded Chippewas of Central Michigan stunned by the eighth-seeded Broncos of Western Michigan, 67-63. On the women's side, that makes Ball State the top remaining seed. But just because you're the top remaining seed doesn't necessarily make you the favorite per se, but, I mean, taking a look at this scenario, are there other teams out there you would put in as the favorite over Ball State?
I would actually. The team that beat us, NIU, they're having a wonderful year. This is their first trip to Cleveland since 2012. They had four conference wins last year, and they've been really good. And then there's also Kent State. I know there are a lot of Golden Flashes fans out there. Todd Starkey, in his first year, has taken his team to a three seed in the conference tournament, and I think they play after Buffalo and Ball State. Ball State's playing Buffalo right now. Last I heard, Ball State was actually down at the half by 7. So Buffalo is the team that won it last year. They won the tournament as an eight seed. I mean, they upset Ohio in the first round, and they went all the way and won it and ended up playing Ohio State in the NCAA tournament. So, I mean, you're exactly right. You nailed it right on the head. I mean, it, just because you're the one seed doesn't mean you're going to win it. I mean, this is the second straight year now that an eight seed has beat the one seed in the women's side of the tournament. So, the women's side, it's anybody's game. I was talking with our coach today at the hotel, and he said, honestly, any team in Cleveland right now has a chance to run away with this tournament. And Kent State's probably, they're not my favorite, but I think they're big. If you want to talk Cinderella, them in Northern Illinois, that'd be a really fun tournament final because you're talking two teams that haven't been to Cleveland in years squaring off to go to the big dance. So I keep an eye on them.
I like that pick with Kent State there, Jim.
Yeah, I figured you would.
I just want to ask you, too, what about the atmosphere down there for these young women playing in these tournaments, knowing that it gives them a chance to go on? For the men, too, what's the atmosphere been like for the players?
Oh, it's great. I mean, I think it's going to be at an all-time high this year, only because it really is anybody's tournament, and everybody around the MAC knows that. The women's side today, they were buzzing. I mean, it was one of the bigger crowds that I've seen. I mean, I've only been here. This is my third year covering the tournament. But, I mean, we had a really solid crowd today. A lot of people from, I mean, Central Michigan, and Mount Pleasant, that's a hike. I mean, there are people there for that. There are some Ball State people there, too, when we were walking out today. People from Kalamazoo as well, they were there for the Western Michigan. They got to see the Broncos win. I'm going to see the men's crowd tomorrow night. I mean, the men's crowd, they always have a great turnout regardless. But women's side today, I mean, the MAC's off to a pretty good start attendance-wise, I think.
We're talking with Jake Romano about the Mid-American Conference Basketball Tournament currently taking place down at Quicken Loans Arena. It runs through Saturday night. Always an awesome atmosphere down there. There's no question about that. Now, you're going to stick around and stay down there to cover the tournament, correct? You mentioned that OU lost earlier today to Northern Illinois. You're still sticking around, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, we're sticking around. My partner and I, who's a freshman in college, you used to do the BGRSO, the Bowling Green Student Radio Network. We have our own like Ohio University State student like internet broadcast that we do, and my freshman partner is actually going to call the men's tournament, so and I'll be his color commentator. So we're going to stick around for a little bit and have some more fun down there. So
awesome. Do they have you on the floor? Or do they have you up in the Joe Tate perch?
It's actually in the Joe Tate perch. That's
nice.
Where my partner and I were today. It was super cool being up there. I mean, it's really, although it is intimidating to sit where Joe Tate used to sit and where John Michael currently sits. You see John Michael's name right there, and boy, you better be your A game, because I mean, you want to, when you're sitting in the seat like that, you want to broadcast the best you can.
I got to tell you, no, you're exactly right, Jake. You're exactly right. When I sat in that seat, and again, this is 15, 20 years ago, I felt like I was sitting in the king's throne. That was
exactly.
Such a special feeling. I wasn't even doing play-by-play at the time. I was sitting up there doing color. Now, the next year, I came back and I did play-by-play, and I had a slightly different feeling, but at the same time, it's so awesome. Not only
I mean,
the coolness factor's there because you're sitting where Joe Tate sat for all those years, and as you mentioned, where John Michael currently sits, but the perspective. I mean, you still can hear the sound. You get a good feel for the atmosphere of the game, but, boy, the perspective up there is second to none.
And it's really cool, too. One small thing, too, that really makes me smile every time is when they have the effects. And you plug it into the back of your mixer, and you can hear the basketball, the swish of the net, and the basketball hit the back of the rim, and you hear everything. And it's so cool to hear that in your headset too, and that atmosphere is just booming into your ears. It's really cool. It's so much fun.
Well, Jake, we'll cut you loose on this. We've been having a lot of fun throughout this 3.5-hour show today. It's National Cereal Day today. And my tag team partner and I have been going back and forth on this all throughout the day. He hates marshmallows, and apparently
they're horrible.
He's not a big fan of marshmallows, and he made fun of me for eating Wheaties. Apparently, I should go after the sugary stuff. But we want to know from you, what's your favorite cereal?
Oh man, let's see. Wheaties is the cereal champion. So I don't know if you can really.
I can't touch
the Wheaties.
You got a college kid here who eats pizza every night. You're eating Wheaties when you wake up for breakfast.
I don't eat the Wheaties. Actually, man, there's so many good cereals back in the day. It's hard to pick. I would say the Cookie Crisp when it was on the shelf. The Cookie Crisp is mine. I can't afford it now because I'm a poor college student. But
take that $500 to predict the tournament.
I'll take it now. There's a guy that I once met told me if anyone gave me $500 to predict the tournament, I'd have to take it. So
that's right. For good little cookies, you can't resist. Doot doot doot. Cookie Crisp. I remember that jingle. Never goes away.
Never.
I had some identity problems though back in their day because they used to have the cop and the robber. Then I think it was just the cop, and then it was a wizard. They never know where they're going with themselves, Cookie Crisp.
Those PR people, man. They never
exactly.
know.
Yeah.
Jake, we appreciate the time as always, man. Hey, enjoy the rest of that tournament.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Brock. I appreciate it. Hope to talk to you guys soon. Thank you.
All righty. That's Jake Romano talking to us about the MAC tournament going on all weekend long at Quicken Loans Arena. We'll wrap up this edition of Bullseye in the Afternoon after this.